Blog Talk Radio.
George Gamont, and I'm back. Ooh, it took 3 days. I was away. Well, kind of away yesterday. It was the 4th of July here. And, you know, for some reason, I just felt like cruising. You know, sometimes you got to do that. Sometimes you just got to take care of you, right? Have some fun, relax, chill out, have a little bit of special meals for yourself, walk the dog a little bit more, get lost in some binging on TV a little bit. Binge programs, right? Anybody binge? Okay, so what are we doing today? Basically, you know what I do. So if you want to talk to some ancestors, get some answers from them about what's pressing in your life, you want to review a past life. And, you know, I was thinking about this, and we're going to get into the main topic, which is getting in the zone. And I have about 2 or 3 minutes of political stuff that I wanted to go through just real quick and not to get too political about it. But not to get too, yes. But, okay, so what was the main thing? You know, I was talking to somebody the other day, or chatting with them, or whatever it was, I don't remember, you know. And they asked me what I do, and what I like to do. And one of the things I like to do is ask questions of you. Because sometimes by asking questions of you, you have your own answers about what you want in life. So sometimes it's by asking you questions, we delve into what your subconscious, your soul has to do. So that's a little bit of what I do, is kind of get, pull it, let you kind of release it, kind of pop open and go, okay, yeah, that's what I want to do. That feels right to me. So it's asking questions more so than giving answers, because a lot of times you have the answer. You just have to be asked the right question. That makes sense. It makes a lot of sense to me. So it's one of the things I do, and it's one of the things I like doing, is asking questions of you to see if you have the answers. Usually you do. You just have to be prompted to, oh yeah, that's what I want. Yeah, I know what I want. That makes sense to me. I can do that. Yes. Okay, so don't be surprised if I don't ask you questions if you call in, especially if you want to talk to your ancestors. And maybe your ancestors have questions for you. Not about just always giving answers, because it's kind of getting the answers out of you, right? Okay, so that we'll do that. We'll have some fun. Yeah, I got callers, but I'll be with you in a minute. Let me get a couple minutes to set up the show. What we're going to talk about is getting in the zone, or getting in the flow, and what that means. You know, I've been working with affirmations. Like last week we talked about affirmations, and I have another great article from Pam Grout. Last week's article was about affirmations, and so I've been working on my affirmations, and I have about 2 or 3 good ones. So thought I'd share a couple affirmations I came up with. And not so much because, oh yeah, this is what I want, watch me get it. It's more about kind of thinking a lot about the process of doing it and how you put it together. So let me read a couple of them. Now, this is good. I like this. Okay. Notice the words carefully, how I put it. I have a steady stream of money coming into me every day that exceeds my daily and monthly needs, which allows me to enjoy life and be financially independent. Now, notice the words I hear. I said I have, which doesn't mean I will, because having is taking possession of what you want now. Now, so that's a really important thing. I wrote a couple of affirmations for a friend of mine and basically got them away from the I will have or someday kind of thing and taking possession of it now. Like the next one I wrote, I have a beautiful body that's continually self-healing, always bringing me back into excellent health. Now, if you have these, you got to repeat them over and over, because the more you say the words, the more you think the words, the more they become part of you, and the more they become a belief, and a belief becomes something that becomes an action. It's like you magnetize the words, and it goes out to the universe. And by becoming a belief, you do accept those ideas, you know, but you hear it over and over again. So in the article I read last week, you say it about 15 times a day. So I've said these particular ones. Oh, there's a third one. I have a wonderful woman in my life. We love and inspire each other. I have. Again, I'm back to I have, not I will, but I have. So if you're asking for things of the universe, take possession of it. You know, we can say, send it to me now, right now. Not next week, next month. I want it now. Okay, but I have, so working on affirmations. So if you need help with affirmations or putting one together based on what's going on in your life, I'm willing to help you. Because I've been working on these and thinking about it and going, yeah, let's use all these really kind of principles of meditation and principles of the law of attraction when we do our affirmations, so that we are really putting clear words out to the universe, exactly what we want, but as if we have it now. Take possession of it now. Okay, so, I got a caller. I'll be with you in a second. Yeah, I'll do the political thing afterwards, in a few minutes. I wanted to have a couple of comments. One about the Libertarian Party and Social Security. I was looking into that. It was, you know, I watched Bill Maher's show and had the presidential candidate from the Libertarian Party. And a lot of what they say makes sense to me. It's kind of do your own thing, right? You know, you want to go smoke some marijuana, that's your problem. You want to have, you know, the woman's choice is a woman's choice, and a lot of other personal freedoms. Now, they're into small government, so I thought about that. And I kind of agree with that, as long as smaller government includes the military, but that's my opinion. We won't go there, but this whole thing about Social Security popped up about, they have a certain take on it, and I thought I would comment on that. And Hillary Clinton, Hillary and her emails. And if I was to talk to Hillary, what would I tell her? And that's what I was going to comment on too. Okay, so let me take a call. We'll get into what is going on with you guys. And then we have some articles based on getting in the flow. What does that mean? As in getting in the flow, as getting what you want in life, and how to get to that place where you're manifesting. Okay? Because we don't want to manifest stuff. Right? You know, I believe in the concept from the Abraham teaching is asking and is given. But you got to be in alignment with it. Okay, let me take a call. Okay. Enough babbling for a while, right? Hello?
Hello? Yeah, hello.
Hello? Who am I speaking to?
Hi. My name is Nicole.
Nicole, how is Nicole today?
Nicole's okay.
Okay, that doesn't sound good. Okay doesn't sound good, especially the way you said okay, because okay could be, yeah, I'm really okay and I'm doing well, or okay, there's some stuff going on. Okay, right?
Yeah.
You have stuff going on, okay. So your fourth wasn't that, the wasn't your favorite time of the year, right?
Mm-mm.
Not this year. Maybe other years it was great, but this year was kind of... So what is going on with Nicole?
Nicole is having marital issues. I don't know, there's a lot of stuff going on. Separated from my husband. I'm sorry.
Okay, go ahead. Now, I just want to narrow it down so we don't spend a whole lot of time on this, but... So
yeah,
you have
I
a
just,
specific question here. Specific question.
Yeah, I separated from... Okay. What's going on with me? I just want to see, what do you see for me and my husband? I mean, right now.
Yeah, you want a prediction, which I kind of try to shy away from, because it's really about, what do you want? What do you want? You want to be happy, obviously.
Yes, I do. Yes.
Yeah, and you don't feel happy. You don't feel happy in your marriage because you have such differences right now that make it difficult for you to... I'm trying to get your energy and his energy together and see what I pick up on your energies. So, you know, bottom line, should you be together? Ooh, that's a tough one, isn't it, for spirit, anybody to tell you that? Because it's like a great-grandmother on your mother's side of the family is trying to give you some information is what I get. Because I always get to your ancestors because they do kick in the butts really well versus psychic stuff,
yeah.
If that makes sense. What is your great-grandmother trying to tell you? I'm hearing this for you. Come on, let me give you a chance here. It says, stay separated for a while. Work on yourself. If you give yourself a couple months during the summer, you will have a better idea of what you really want. If we were to tell you what to do right now, divorce is the obvious choice. But you can heal the relationship by working on you. Okay? So if you don't make any changes, if there are no changes right now, absolutely no changes in your situation that's divorced, but you have a couple months to work on this, okay?
Okay.
There's no bottom line, yes or no. There.
Yeah.
Do you know what you want? You want to be respected. Yeah. You want to be appreciated. Right. You want somebody who's faithful to you, only to you. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Emotionally, physically, and all the other things, right? So it's not just working on you, but if you work on you, you will know for sure what you want to do. Because right now, because you can't change him, obviously, right?
No, but I mean, I want to be with him now. I do know that.
Yeah, but so give yourself some time to work on you and to see what you can do. Now, how can you change him? All you can do to change him is send him love. Send him love. Energy of love. Okay? Send him love. You know, you have to be a really strong person in this relationship. And I mean, in the future. And in separation means that you have an opportunity to work on you to be really strong. I don't think he respects you much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's the energy I get.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to build his respect for it to be together, for you to be together, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying, what I'm hearing again for you is right now, yeah, it's divorce, but you have time to fix it. And how you can fix it is through love, working on yourself, and showing him that you're a person that needs, that can be respected.
Okay, well,
yeah,
like
but
I said,
you know what?
I am
here. Dear, I got, you know, your energy is in his energy, and I pick up his energy off of you, that he's just not sure what he wants right now. He just doesn't know, okay? He's confused. His needs, you're not fulfilling his needs, obviously.
Okay.
So, what I keep hearing from you is give it some time, work on you, and by working on you, he will see a person that he will be more attracted to in the future. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because you want to make this happen, and the only way you can make it happen is to work on you. It doesn't mean you surrender to everything he wants you to be that are outside of what you can be, right? But if you're a strong, independent person, you're going to prove something to him, okay?
Okay.
Got it? So there's a chance.
Yep.
There's opportunity here, it's about
like
you.
I'm kind of working on me. I'm going to school now, and I'm going for a job interview today, so.
Good
I'm
for you.
Going
yeah,
in
you
that direction.
Yeah, you need to be strong, independent to some degree. Show him, hey, look at me. I'm, you know, and he's going to. He's going to find that more attractive.
Okay.
Okay? Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Go for it. Take care. All
right. Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Bye now. Yeah, she told me what she wanted, which is she wants to be in this relationship. And that's hard sometimes when you want to be in a relationship, but, you know, it's just not working. Is there a chance in that relationship? Yes, there is. I just don't see a lot of compromise on his part. But what I do see on his part is like going, wow, she's different. Wow, that's a woman. Wow, I'm attracted to, you know. And it could be good. I'm not saying forever, but it could be good because he's going to be drawn to this person who's strong and independent, believe it or not. Okay, so what are we talking about now? That was an interesting call. I like that call. So that's what I mean about asking questions. You got to ask questions. And spirit kind of pops you open to pull that stuff out of you sometimes. Yes, very good. Okay, so anybody here, chat room people? Where are my chat room people? You're not around today. You must be still partying from the 4th, right? You got stayed up late, you had a little too many gin and tonics or tequila sunrises or whatever you drink or Irish coffees or whatever it is. Yes. Okay, so what are we doing next? Okay, I was going to have a little political thing, and I was going to get into this whole thing and mention this whole thing about Social Security, which has kind of been batted around lately. What should we do with it? What should we have it? Shouldn't we have it? And the libertarians are basically saying, no, this. I'm not totally disagreeing with some of their concepts, but here's the concept I have. Okay, sure. you can set up your own fund. You can take the money and you can create your account. But A, it has to be mandatory that you have to, every time you work, the money comes out of your account. It comes out of you. It's like a 401k plan. The employer contributes something, you contribute something, but anytime you go to work, it's not an option. Okay, it's not an option. You don't get a choice. The money comes out at about the same rate as it's coming out now. So if you opt into the plan, even if you opt into your own personal account, which you're going to build on your own, fine. But you have no choice. You can't opt out of it. It's it. That's it. It goes in there. And there's reasons for that. Okay? The obvious reason is you're 65 years old, no money. It's kind of tough. So you want to build money. You want to build money at probably a greater rate than Social Security builds money. And that was their point. Oh, you could be worth millions right now if you just took a certain amount of money aside every month. And with compound interest, boom, you could be wealthy. Than you are. And you don't have to settle for a little bit every month from Social Security. So that's great. That's a good idea. So set up an account. You're allowed to set up an account. You're allowed to move money into an account. But I work for the profit sharing plan with a company, and one of the things that we had is we went with an insurance company, which was, you know, and I'm not saying insurance company, I'm not saying you go to an insurance company, but what you do is you take this money and you have a limited amount of options that you can put your money into. You don't have across the board options, and most of them are very conservative, slow growth, that compound interest. Now, primarily, you might want to look at money markets, or you might be limited to money markets, or you might be limited to treasury bills, 30-year treasury bills. Not a high interest, but it compounds over time. And so compound interest is the most important thing here. It builds on itself. And you're not allowed to tap into the money. No way. Oh, you have a medical emergency, that's you got to figure out some other way of handling it, because this account you cannot touch to your certain age. Now, we might move the age back a little bit, okay, because you can continue to contribute to the fund, and you can only take out a certain amount of money per month, okay, like an annuity. You are only allowed to take out. So it builds faster because this is your private account. It's not in the general fund with everybody in the whole world, you know, in the United States, but you can't touch it to your certain age, maybe 60, maybe 55. You have to put it in secure investments. Now, index funds would be one, or T-bills would be another, or something that's kind of guaranteed by the government, you know, like a savings account that's guaranteed that builds up, but a higher interest than 0.5%. But you follow me. So I kind of semi-agree with their kind of philosophy that, yeah, you could have your independent account, like in Social Security, but there has to be a lot of restrictions on it. Because human nature is people see a bunch of money in an account, and they go, ooh, I think I'll start a business. Ooh, I think I'll buy a new car. I think I'll buy a house. I think I'll do this. I think I'll do that. But the money is intended for retirement. It's not intended for expenses or lavish vacations or anything like that. Yeah, wait till you start pulling it out when you're 60 or 55 or whatever it is, and then you can start using so much money a month. Because you can still put money into the account. It's still kind of a savings in a sense, a very restricted savings. But, and then at some point when you're 75, you can take a lump sum. Boop, take it all. Done. You know, 70. Maybe at 70 you can take a lump sum out, you know, take a percentage of it out. But, okay, that's my thought on Social Security. What do you think about that? Okay, what's your ideas? I know a lot of people are going to go, that's crazy one way or the other. Well, I want it all now, right? Or I don't want to put money into savings. You know, I don't want to put into, you know, an account like that because, yes. But when you're 55 years old and the whole amount of money you have because of the economy and other factors is like $1,000, you got a problem. And society has a problem because then society has to figure out what to do with you other than let you live in the street corner, right? Or your children or your church. So think about it. You know, you look what happens to people who win lottos. You win $1 million and it's gone. You know, if you win $1 million, you should be allowed to take out $1,000 a month and put it into an account where you can take out $2,000 a month and do whatever you want with it over a period of time. But no, they don't let you do that. They let you take the whole shooting match, which is kind of crazy. So that's my idea on Social Security. You can believe it or not believe it or have your own ideas. That's cool. That's just what I've been thinking about. There's kind of a compromise in the system now and what some people are saying that these private accounts. Yeah, if it's private, it's a non-touchable private account, really, basically. Okay, what's the other thing? Okay, Hillary Clinton and her emails and all that stuff. If I was to ask Hillary something right now, I would say to her, because politically I'm kind of left, you know, kind of a progressive. You know, if I had to vote today, I would probably vote for her over the Donald, only because, you know, she, you know, a lot of areas of I have agree with her on, which are like, you know, we won't get into all that because we won't get too much into the political. But I would say to her, Your attitude about a lot of things has been very cavalier, like I'm above it all attitude. And when you're president, you're going to be scrutinized even more than you are now, or even who you were as a Secretary of State. You're going to be have to be above reproach. And you're going to be watched carefully by everybody, Republicans, Democrats, everybody. So how are you going to change so that you really – do not so cavalier. You really take this stuff seriously. Your actions are taken seriously. And you know that can come back and bite you. What are you going to do? How are you going to change? And that's what I would ask her. So I would ask her, if anybody has the ear to Hillary, I would ask her, look, what are you going to do? How are you going to be different? How are you going to be less, you know, totally above board, totally respectful, totally knowing that whatever choices you make, things you do, you have to be above the law. You have to be a better than the average person, right? Okay, so because it's president of the United States. It's a shining example of how to live your life. Okay, that's what I would ask her. So what are we going to get into now? We're going to talk about getting in the flow. Anybody wants to call in? We're going to talk to some ancestors. We want to talk to past lives. Do you have any questions for Spirit in general? Please call in. Let's do that. Or in the chat room. I love to get into people's past lives and all that sort of thing. So to get into kind of the concept that we've been talking about today, I think I would do the Pam Grout article. And I think it's really good. It's about this thing about affirmations. And it's about getting in the flow and getting in the zone. And this is kind of what kicked it into. Actually, two things. So let me do the Abraham quote first. This all got me thinking about getting in the flow or getting in the zone. And what is the zone, right? What is the zone? Okay. Where am I? I got all these pages open everywhere. It's like, what am I talking about? Okay. So what am I doing? Okay. No. That's not what I want. These pages pop open and I'm going, George, what are you doing? Okay, here's the quote. Okay, so let me do the okay, so let's do that. If you decide to make someone the enemy and you're pushing very hard against them, you don't affect them at all. But you disconnect yourself from the stream. Now, the stream, the zone, the flow, the stream of good, this, you know, being in connection with source, whatever you call it. Abraham calls it being in the vortex. So if you decide to make someone your enemy, you're pushing very hard against them. You don't affect them at all, but you disconnect yourself from the stream. If someone cheats you, they cannot diminish your experience. Ooh, yeah, but they can, right? They do. But that's your choice, right? They only diminish their experience. You cannot be diminished by someone cheating you unless you get all upset about being cheated. So, and push yourself against them and use that as an excuse to disconnect from the stream, the zone, the vortex, or whatever word you want to use there in the connection with God or whatever you call it. So by getting upset and staying in that negative energy, you're not in the zone. you're not in that creative place where the universe is responding to you. So you see what happens when you get upset, you're all mad about somebody, you're crazy about something, and you go on and on about how crazy this is, and these people are crazy, and they cheated me. Like, I went out to my car today, and I had to move my car, and then washed my car. Ooh, what a miracle, right? I had it washed. And somebody scratched my bumper. I have to park on the street because of parking thing and letting my parking spot go for my roommate. So I park in the street and somebody scratched my bumper. Now, first thought is I get out of the stream. I get upset. I'm like, who is this person? I'm going to chase them down. I'm going to find them somewhere, right? But that takes me out of the zone. That takes me out of the stream. Takes me out of my relationship with spirit. So there's nothing I can do about it. I can, like, use my affirmation about creating money so I can go get it fixed. Obviously, I'm not going to find this person. I'm not going to look for every black car. I don't even know if it was a black car. I'm assuming it was a black car in the neighborhood. Oh, you did it. You did it. I don't know who did it. So I don't want to go there. I'm going to leave it alone. I'm going to get back into my affirmations about money. If you've been listening to the show, you know what I just said about money, okay? And so I got to say my affirmations. I'm doing it 15 times a day. And that was what for the Pam Grout story last week was about, doing it 15 times a day. And I thought, well, why 15? Well, it's a magical number. Like, you only have to do something 15 times and everything happens in your life. But it goes back to that whole thing that Abraham talked about and the spirit talks about, is the fact that the more you think about something and the more you repeat it, the more you verbalize it, it becomes a belief. And you anchor it as a belief, and you start to believe what you're saying, those words. So if you say it once a day, it's kind of like, okay, it'll take forever. But I mean, you could do 15 times a day. You could do 30 times a day. Whatever your affirmation is, 15 seemed to be a good number for this person, and it worked out really well. And who it was, I forgot even the author that it worked for, manifested all kinds of interesting things by using affirmations. So I want you guys to try it. Come up with an affirmation or two about what you want in life. And 15 times a day, because that's about once an hour. Sleep, waking hours, it's about once an hour. I get into little rants where I do about two or three at a time, make up for my hours. So I want you guys to work on that. Oops, callers went away. Well, so that's what we're talking about. Yet again, you know, if you've never listened to the show, I talk to spirit, talk to your ancestors, look at your past lives, and all that sort of thing. I'll take your questions. But I've also learned that asking questions is really important, because a lot of you have the answers within inside you. You just don't go there. Ooh, yes. Okay, so let's get into the Pam Grout thing, because it's a little bit more about manifesting. And I like these articles because, A, you get to see actually people do this. I don't think she's not lying. She's not making up stories. These people that manifest don't make up stories just to impress people. They actually say these things and it happens. And so by seeing other people manifesting, you go, if they can do it, I can do it. They're not really better than me. They're not any greater than me. They're any more connected to spirit than I am, any more less ability to get into the flow than I am. If they can get in the flow, they can manifest it. They can get in the zone. I can get in the zone. So I have a caller. You know, hang on there for a minute. Let me read this. It only takes a couple minutes, and then we'll get back to the callers. We did not come to this beautiful, abundant earth to suffer and go without any good, all the good things that life has to offer. Tony Burrows, and I don't know Tony Burrows, but that's a great statement, isn't it? We did not come into this beautiful, abundant earth to suffer and go without all the good things that life has to offer. Now we can get back into the belief systems and why we do it and why we sabotage ourselves, but the article is more about getting it, right? One of the greatest pleasures is sharing miracle stories. This is Pam Grout. Okay, so if you know who Pam Grout is, she wrote this book, E Squared and E Cubed. She's a writer for years and years and years, and a lot of travel writing, but she went into this whole thing about manifesting, partly because she was into The Course of Miracles. Story number one, a very good friend of mine mentioned your E2 and E3 books. So I ordered E2 and was immediately drawn to each and every word. This is somebody writing to her again, back to somebody writing to Pam. I forget exactly which chapter in which book, but there was a suggestion of telling the universe to take something away. Now, I like this. This is a great story. Okay, you got to listen to this story. So one evening, I sat on the side of my bed and told the universe, take away my eczema that I had for over 2 years in the same spots on both sides of my body, my hands, my feet, my ankles, and sometimes the back of my neck. I had to wear gloves to wash anything at the sink. I had a prescription cream I needed to use just little dabs of it so that it would last. But that night, I insisted that I did not need it anymore. It wasn't mine, and you, universe, needed to take it back. Within the next week, the eczema completely cleared up. Now, she made a point here. She put it in parentheses, I won't say mine, because she gave up possession of it. She let it go. I'm assuming it's a she, could be a he, but they no longer took possession of that disease. It's not mine. No, it's take it back. I'm not going to say my. It's like saying my cold, you know, like, well, I possess colds now, don't I? I own colds. No, this cold came on me and I'm just letting it go. Bye. Goodbye, cold. Universe, take this cold for me. Universe, take this flu for me. Universe, take this, let it go. I'm passing right through me. Bye. Okay. So she said this eczema completely cleared up. It has been 2 months now. I do not have one spot of it anywhere. This is after 2 years of dealing with horrible skin irritation. Now, there's so many ways to look at this, and I won't delve into all the different things, and I've read a lot of books on the placebo effect and the mind over body, but it's a pure mind over body thing, really. So the person writes again, I cannot wait to go back to the dermatologist and have him ask me how it's going. He admitted to me that he too had eczema and was using the same cream. So, doctor, I have a book for you. That's okay. So let me get to the next one. We'll finish that story. Blah blah blah. So I just wanted to thank you for writing E squared and EQ. Both are wonderful tools to learn about the abundant universe. I'm an educator, high school social studies, and while teaching the Middle Ages and the Renaissance, I started to incorporate information from several of your experiments. My students were astonished by the results, and a few honestly believed I was a magician and a real magical powers. I tell them I do. I also have three children, 22, 19, and 17. My sons, 17, 19, were interested. My 17-year-old is now an avid practitioner. My oldest son has been skeptic yet willing, but just today, on July 4th, 2016, he became convinced. Okay, so I'm going to read the rest of the story. It's not a couple more paragraphs. Hang in there. Don't gloom me now. Don't leave me now. He was bored and no one to hang out with. I just said, just ask the universe or some of your friends to call. He agreed. He even decided to be specific and request a particular song playing on the radio when they picked him up. Within an hour, several of his friends contacted him. One was even a young lady he likes. Ooh, right? Ooh. She came to pick him up at 7 p.m. As he entered her car, he texted us that the song he asked for was playing. Isn't that a cool thing? Yeah, that's a cool thing, huh? So it's asking the universe, but it's like commanding. It's not just, oh, but that would be really nice if you gave me this. Like, you know, I want this now. I want it. I want somebody to call me. I want some friends to call me. Like, be confident. Be like, you're telling the universe, hey, bring it to me now. So finish Pam's article. So yes, my friends, never forget that the universe wants to bless you, wants to interact with you, and wants to guide you. I thought that was a great article. And what I take from the article that I would pass on to you, a couple things. First of all, you have to have confidence. You have to believe in it. And you have to go out there with confidence saying, I want it. You know, you got to be in the zone. You got to be in that positive place, in the stream, in the vortex, you know, feeling connected. Okay, bring this to me now. So that's why, you know, I kind of go this way when I talk to people. It's really, what do you want? You can get it. You can get it, whatever you want. Stop whining. That's why I'm working on my affirmations. And so I'm going to ask you guys, anybody want to work on an affirmation today that would help you? Call in. What's the particular area of your life that you'd want to get into and develop an affirmation around that you want to manifest and bring into your life? Maybe it's a job. Maybe it's a girlfriend, boyfriend. Maybe it's a new house. But there are affirmations that we can put together that will make everything possible because you're asking the universe. But I believe in the idea that you have it. It's not, I will someday make $1 million, right? Right? No, I have it. It's mine. I take possession of it now. Okay, let me take a caller. I know you've been holding for a while. Hello? Hello? Are you still there? Did I talk way too much? Hello?
George.
Yes, who am I speaking to?
Hi, it's Eduardo. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How can I help you today?
Good. I didn't hear the unmuting me. So, anyways, thank you for taking my call. Cool articles you were reading.
So, what do you want to manifest? What do you want to bring into your life that you don't have?
Well, I'm happy.
Or anything?
There.
Are you just a happy camper and everything's fine?
No, it's coming. You know, I created a business and you know an app. Game and I just I'm waiting for the clients and the players, the users to come and make it a success.
Good.
And it's happening. I trust it.
Are you visualizing it? Do you see what it's going
to
look like?
Yeah, I have to do it a little more. You know, I visualized to manifest to finish it, and it took a while to finally finish the app. But now that it's out there, I just need to. To manifest traction for, you know, and success around it.
You will. You have a good attitude about it, right? You have something you think is going to bring value to people's lives or at least be fun, right? Fun is the thing. There's nothing wrong with fun. Yeah. People go, well, it has to be serious. No, it has to be fun because if you know, having fun and something that's kind of a diversion sometimes, that's necessary, right?
Exactly.
As long as it's not 16 hours a day and you don't stop working and go live in some hole somewhere because that's all you do is play, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so
it would be fun,
do you have a question? Or
you get bored too.
Go ahead.
No, you were saying you appreciate
I appreciate your efforts and appreciate you calling in. I appreciate you sharing that it's working and you're manifesting what you want and you putting your energy into it. That's great to hear that because you impact other people to do the same thing.
Thank you. Yeah, that's the plan. You know, and I notice it, you know, I'm pretty good at I'm driving and I'm going to a place where I know there aren't that many parkings and I just visualize it, you know, that I already have my space. And it's
good.
Amazing how I get there and I get the parking lot. I get the parking space.
Well,
you know?
Because you're in the zone, you're in the flow. And just stay there.
Yeah.
Just get there. And what keeps you out of that is negativity or anger or fear or any of those things. You have to continue to go, no, I'm not going there.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyways, I wanted to see maybe perhaps if you know, I know you do some readings, see if there's any past life or any issue in this life that I might need to resolve
What year were you born?
72.
Okay, so let me go back. I always work from backwards, and what they tell me when you died in your past life, it was after World War II, so you were alive during World War II, so it had nothing to do with the war. It feels like 1947, 1948, something on that time frame. You lived in Florida is what I get. So that's kind of crazy. I don't know why Florida, but I get Florida, okay? You were in your 70s when you died, early 70s.
Okay.
The words I get is you died because of destructive habits, and I'm really feeling smoking was your habit in that life, okay? A lot of people back then did. They didn't realize how bad it was. So, and so what is the carryover to this life? I'm not necessarily talking about smoking, but it's being careful of destructive habits. You're here to live a clean life in that regard, to not bring on any destructive habits into your life, whatever that might be. Okay?
Okay.
Any habits that would hold you back from completing a really positive, long-lasting life? Because in that life, even though you died in your early 70s, you suffered from about age 60-something because of that. So this life, you don't want to do it because you had a good life. I mean, you had a really good life up to that point. You were an engineer in that life, okay? That's what I had. You were an engineer, okay? You helped design equipment for the war before the war, okay?
Okay. Interesting.
So it's really about habits. Being careful with your habits in this lifetime. Don't get caught up into destructive habits.
And you know, when I was younger, I did smoke, and I quit smoking. I didn't smoke that long, but it started to really affect me. You know, I started to get chronic bronchitis.
Yep, a pattern.
Yeah.
So good for you. You kicked it.
Yeah. So
that was your lesson. Cool. That was your lesson, not to let it affect you completely in this lifetime.
And
any
right.
other destructive. I'm not going to talk about anything else, but now you know your lesson is to avoid any destructive habits that might curtail your life and living efficiently.
Yeah.
Got it?
Cool. Thank you so much, Eric.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
I'm going to let you go. You take care. Good luck. You'll make it. You'll make it big time. Okay?
Thank you. Take care.
You're welcome. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
See, that's what past lives will help us sometimes, because we bring forward lessons. Oops, I think he went away. I don't know. This thing's kind of squirrely, but it seems to be working. Yeah, we have lessons to learn because we did something in a past life. Now, sometimes we want to replicate it because that was great. And I was like, whoa, I had so much fun. I want to do it again. But usually it's because we want to learn a lesson or two. We want to do something differently that we did in the past. And we want to change the dynamics from the past life to this life. And a lot of times you're already doing it. You've already learned that lesson, but sometimes it's good to know this thing's not working very well. There he goes. I had to completely knock you off because it got hung. So, yeah, I know you're still in the chat room. No, you went away, but okay. But I had to lock you off because it was hung up on this little thing. The board doesn't always work that great. Great. Okay, so what are we doing next? Anybody else want to talk about any of this? Talk about your past lives? Learning a little bit more about affirmations and manifesting and what's going on in your lives, or maybe some ancestors have something to say to you today, like that last lady. Wow, yeah, ancestors. They do kick in the butts, you know that. They kind of tell you what's going on, right? So what shall I do next? I have all these articles. We did the Pam Grout thing. They did the Abraham thing. Okay, I think this is a good article. It's about getting in the flow. It's about connecting. It's about getting into that place, the zone where you want to create, right? It's an article from, it's based on the subject and the gentleman, and I'll never pronounce this correctly, so I'm not even going to, but I give you the website if you want to go there. It's myrkotum.com, and it talks about this whole concept of 5 steps to focus your mind and flow into the zone. And it was a couple of years ago, but, you know, things haven't changed a lot in 3 years, have they? Or 4 years? Not really, right? So I'll check back with you guys. I'm just going to go through the article real quick. I'm going to kind of buzz through it, hit the main points, and then get back to you. Because this is about getting in the zone, getting in the flow, getting in the stream, getting into that place where you're connected to the universe so that you can allow things to happen. And it works through you. Not just about asking things, but doing things in a very creative way. Being in the flow is arguably the most perfect state to work from. It is a state where your awareness of time almost disappears and you are one with what you do, or one with the universe, right? Although this perfect harmony usually feels effortless, it is a mental state where we produce our greatest results. I call it working from the soul, so I'm kind of throwing my own stuff in here a little bit. So when you say flow is a state where peak performance happens, if you would willingly get into the zone, how the flow state is called, especially among athletes, we could use this great state anytime we want to produce something outstanding or manifest something, either way. But how do we get in the zone? When your mind is your main processor, your focus is your computer screen. Your mental focus determines where you put your attention and your time, right? Your mind, where are you at? Where are you thinking? Are you soulful thinking? Are you kind of ego thinking all over the place, right? Unless, okay, so if you don't take active control to direct your focus, you risk wasting your resources. Unless you want to relax, it is much better to set your mental focus on something worthwhile. So let me just jump down here and go through this whole concept of the flow, blah, blah, blah. And you can do this for manifesting, or if you can do this for the project that you want to do. And they said this works really well for artists. It works well for musicians. It works well for athletes. Athletes talk about being in the flow all the time or in the zone where everything kind of slows down. And they become one with the process. You know, it was once said, I think Tiger Woods said this or some other golfers, and they're in the zone and they're swinging the golf club. They can actually see it as if it's slowing down and see themselves hitting the ball. Isn't that amazing? Baseball players say the same thing. When they're in the zone, we're in that place of focus. The ball that's coming 100 miles an hour, A, looks like a beach ball. They can see the spin of the ball, the wrapping. They can see how it's spinning, how it's tumbling, and they can adjust. Within microseconds, they can adjust because they have slowed the whole thing down. You know, they talk about baseball players talking about slowing down the game. So that's getting in the zone. Now, whatever you're doing, you can slow down the game so that you can be more effective. Okay, so number one point that I make here, and we'll go through this real quick, and I'll check back and see if anybody wants to talk to me. To get the most, choose your most important task. So you got to focus on something, right? It's all about focus. Multitasking is not the thing to do here. It's like focus. So get the most out of your mind. You need to concentrate on all your attention to exactly one thing and one thing only. So if you're a bit of a scatterbrain and you're trying to multitask and trying to do 3,000 things at one time, it doesn't work. Not to get in the zone. Because a baseball player, when the pitcher is throwing the ball at 90-something miles an hour, that is where their focus is. The quarterback, and I use sports as an analogy because it works really well here. Okay, I'll give you another example from art too, but it works in all aspects of life. A football player, a quarterback, who is focusing on where to find the receivers and where to throw the ball. You got a lot of things going on, but the field slows down. You focus on what to do next to throw the ball. And I'm thinking about artists. I knew an artist once that would spend 3 hours on a thumb, painting a thumb. Okay? I mean, that's pretty intense. So that's complete focus on that thumb. And I've known artists that go into the zone and go out of it going, wow, look what I just did. Or a writer will focus completely on their, and everything else goes away. They're focused on the writing, and it's if like the story is being told to them. Okay, so get the most out of your mind. So it could be something that you're really interested in. You must, your most important task at the moment. Okay, that's number one. Focus on one thing only right now. Whatever that task is, avoid any distractions by creating the necessary environment. Ooh, that's cool, huh? In order to deepen your focus into what you're doing, you simply have to make sure that you don't get interrupted. Ooh, big one. Set up your working environment accordingly. Close the doors, mute the phone, turn off the TV, radio. And this could be manifesting too. I mean, just totally focused on the manifesting process or the meditation process so that you're completely focused on your affirmations. You're going to manifest. So you're not letting anything bother you, right? Consider unplugging from the internet in order to stop you from distracting yourself by surfing somewhere. Yeah, really. Oh, monkey mind. Oh, look at that. You know, I call it chasing after the sparklies. You chase after the little dangly things all day long, right? Looking for dangly things to look at instead of focus. If you lose focus by getting interrupted, you lose the depth, therefore the ability to get into the flow. So having a quiet space is key. Now, okay, and I know people that listen to music during this, but it helps them to focus. But that's your choice. Sometimes music can be very distracting, or it could black out everything around you so that you're completely focused. A great example of this, I watched this movie called The Chef. In the movie, the chef is about a person who buys and decides to run one of those food wagons, but an upscale food wagon, because he was a gourmet chef. He decides to do a food wagon, but to make the movie, they had a gentleman who was his technical advisor, who owned a food truck, who was classically trained in food, and he was showing him how to do a grilled cheese sandwich. Now, you think grilled, anybody can do a grilled cheese. But as I'm watching this demonstration on making the sandwich, the chef, the real chef, was so focused on that sandwich. His only attention was on that sandwich as it was grilling. He wasn't distracted, wasn't talking to all his friends and on the phone and texting. No, his focus was on that sandwich, so it came out perfect, absolutely perfect. So that's your focus, right? Wow. Where's your focus? Do you turn off the phone? Stop texting when you're doing something important? So focus all of your attention with intensity on your task. That's number three. Okay, ready? Dive totally into what you are doing. Become one with it. Like the guy with the grilled cheese sandwich, right? One with that, right? To reach the state of flow, you need to be totally focused at your task. Now, it could be meditating on what you want. I mean, there's a spiritual aspect of this. You're totally tapped into the universe, totally tapped into your soul, totally tapped into that higher power, that higher energy that's going to assist you, okay? Focus also creates depth. To increase intensity, you already avoid being distracted from step two. Another thing it helps here is when you are emotionally and motivated about what you're doing, inspired. I like the word inspired here. You're totally into it. This is what I want to do. You're painting the toe and you're making it perfect, right? You will never fight for getting into the flow. That's not what I mean by intensity. It's just allowing yourself to be there. It feels much more effortless. Intensity means simply that you aim for deeper connection and understanding. Your task. I could probably stop there. There's a couple more points. But you get the point. You get the idea that if you want to manifest, if you want to be creative, if you want to do something, it's so important to get in the zone. It could be cleaning carpets. It could be washing dishes. It could be anything you do, focus on it, with an intensity to do it. That's your task right now, and I'm going to do it. I'm going to make this a magnificent grilled cheese sandwich, the best grilled cheese sandwich ever built or made, right? Whatever it is you're doing, it's going to be the best. And I will not let things distract me. So nobody's calling, so let me finish the article. But this is good stuff. I love this stuff. I don't know if you guys like this stuff, but I love this stuff. Okay, let me get back to the article. Five steps. So we're now, number four, do it for a reasonable period of time, at least a half hour, better, more. Flow doesn't happen in an instant. It builds gradually and takes time. To get into the zone, you need to focus your mind for at least a half hour. Well, I would think making a grilled cheese sandwich for a half hour, but, you know, you could be cooking, right, the whole meal, you know, making the fries, the grilled cheese sandwich, the whole thing. You got to be intense while you're cooking or while you're painting or while you're doing whatever you do. While you're building a fence, right? Be so absorbed in what you're doing for at least a half hour and you get into the zone. Flow happens in the moment when you're feeling time vanishes. You basically forget about time. You ever watch kids? Kids play, they get into the zone and they're playing and it's like intense and they don't want to get out of it, right? You know, hours go by and they go, whoa, what time is it? Oh, it's dinner time. Oh, okay. They're not hungry because they are so intense on doing what they're doing. You ever had that feeling? You're doing something. You're working on the car. You're knitting. You're doing whatever you're doing. You're building a fence. I don't know, whatever you're doing, right? Or you get into a book. You're so focused on that book, time flies by. But that's your focus. It takes a while to get into that focus, is what they're saying. I personally reach flow states, as is the author of this, after 45 to 75 minutes and stay there at least two to even 5 hours. That's a long time. My best quality work comes from those times. And I also enjoyed it so much that I almost got addictive to doing it. Or to be less dramatic, I loved what I did. So you got to, love is a good word here. You got to love what you're doing. Now, I don't think it takes 45 minutes to get there. I think meditation helps you being focused, getting into more of a state of focus. You could do it much quicker. You can get into the zone fairly quickly. You know, the baseball player, well, okay, I'll give you the example of baseball players. I love baseball and I love the game. And you know, a lot of things about the game I really like. But one of the things I like about it is they talk about players putting on their game face, which means as soon as they come into the stadium and go into the clubhouse where they're going to prepare, they put their game face on. They get focused on the game. They start reviewing the pitchers they're going to face. They get to review what they're going to do, or the pitcher starts to review how the hitters that they're going to focus on, what they're going to do with the different hitters. It's total focus. And they put their game face on. And you don't distract them. There's a story about this one guy was collecting. He loved to collect autographs of other players, you know, especially players that, you know, someday would be, you know, in the Hall of Fame. And they were talking about, he asked him if he'd ever collected, because he started to play with the Angels, if he ever collected an autograph of Albert Pujols. And he played on the same team. He's been on the same team for 2 years. He goes, no. He's got his game face on. As soon as he comes into the locker room, he's got his game face on, and I don't want to bother him. He's just going to look at me like, where the hell are you bothering me for? So that's the game face. So put your game face on. Get so focused. Nothing else distracts you when you got a project. Okay, next point. Number 5. To really enjoy and make the most out of the state of flow, you have to stay at your task until you are done. If it is a subtask of something bigger than just finish this part of the task. It is almost a more productivity tip, and availability to focus your mind effectively helps to produce what you've done. So feel like a feeling of accomplishment, and you can chunk it down. You know, if the project feels huge, like, oh man, this is going to take, chunk it down, break it down into smaller things, and you focus on the smaller thing. Just put your focus on the smaller thing. And then sometimes when you get that smaller thing done, you go, wow, okay, I want to do more. You know, I'm ready to do more. Show me something else to do. I go, oh, what's the next part? I got A done, where's B? I want to get B done because I've focused and I'm into it. Now I'm into the flow. I want to take on something else. So, you know, if you have A, B, C, and D right in front of you and going, oh, this is going to take me forever to get through this. Now look at A and go, yeah, I'm going to focus on A. I'm going to do that. Just focus on A, whatever it takes. Maybe it's an hour, maybe it's 2 hours, maybe it's 20 minutes. And then when you get done, you go, wow, okay, I'm ready to do some more. Got it. So I know I went off today on a whole different topic, but you can do this in manifesting. You can do this in anything you want to do in life. It's really important to get into that zone. Get into that place. You can create whatever you want in life or manifest whatever you want in your life. That's why the affirmations are so important. Repeating your affirmations over and over, getting into the zone each time you do it. That's why repeating it, repetition of that is really cool, because you're getting into the zone. You're really connecting with the universe and whatever you want. So that's why they say you could do 15 times in one sitting, for that matter, 20 times in a sitting. The more you say it, the more it becomes a belief. The more you get into the zone, the more you get into the flow, into the stream with the universe, and the more connected you are. I call it the magnetic power of pulling it to you quicker, pulling it to you quicker. The universe is responding to you because you put out this amazing magnetic energy to get whatever you want. Well, I had fun today. This is fun for me. I like this stuff a lot because it's really cool stuff. You can tell I'm a little excited about doing this sort of thing. Yes. So helping you to manifest and create and put your affirmations together and make your life like greater, more intense. Well, you know, getting anything you want, really. It's about getting anything you want. So I will be back tomorrow, same time. I don't know what we'll do tomorrow. Maybe we'll do more of this. Maybe we'll do something else. Who knows? Depends on what happens in the morning. I love you guys. Talk to you soon. Bye. That was a great show.